80 years ago, two Dutch women came to Cincinnati to start a spiritual center on a farm. They belonged to the Grail, a women's movement that began in the Catholic Church. The women of the Grail had a vision for world peace, justice, and renewal of the earth. Today on County Lines, producer Renee Wild learns about the past and the future of the movement.
Just a stone's throw away from downtown Loveland, Ohio, sits a cluster of turn-of-the-century barns and houses. These empty buildings used to be a working farm and spiritual retreat founded by two Dutch women and 16 other U.S. Grail members.
The Grail in Grailville was a reflection of the times, and in the 1940s and 1950s, there weren't a lot of options for women. My name's Noreen Wilhelm, and I'm the former national director of the Grail in the United States. Young Catholic women could get married, could join a convent, or join the Grail and see the world.
Young women between the ages of 18 and 25 would come to the farm to live and attend what they called the Year School, creating an expanding community of women working towards a vision of social justice and world peace.
It's not like joining the League of Women Voters. It's not like joining the Art Institute. You make a commitment. You make a commitment of your life into the Grail, and you make commitments to the women who are part of your Grail group.
For the peace, the time is near, and the crowning of the year.
I'm Rosemary Clark, and I've been a member of the Grail since 1961.
I'm Barbara Gibbons, and I've been a member of the Grail since 1957.
Rosemary and Barbara first experienced Grailville as teenagers at a church summer camp, and later came back to attend the Year School, which focused on spiritual deepening and training of the Grail values. The women lived and worked on the farm while attending classes.
It was a 400-acre farm, and we did the farming. We plowed the fields and picked the tomatoes. And
planted things.
At the time I was there, there were more or less 120 people in and out. There were people from all over the world, which gave us a global view, which in the 1960s was not prevalent. I don't want to give the idea that we spent all of our time working the farm. We worked the farm so that we would have food to eat. We processed all of our food. We also took classes. I was in religious education.
I was in the music area because that's my main love. We did all the liturgy. We made a couple records. When I got my college degree in music, I came back to Grailville and was on staff for 2 years directing the music. And those are my most fun times.
Much of the old Grailville farmland has been put into a conservation trust with the Claremont County Parks Department, and the local school district is looking into purchasing 100 acres that contain the old buildings for a new elementary school. But across the street from the old Grailville farm sits the new Grailville. Terry Puckett, the current director, is taking me on a tour.
Be careful on these steps, and I'm going to take you the roundabout way because I want you to have the impact. There's an impact.
This is beautiful.
Yeah, so this is the oratory, and it was originally a cattle barn, an 1812 cattle barn.
Wooden beams reach up to the ceiling, framing the long two-story room. On the floor, where church pews would usually be, it's wide open.
It's set up today with our indoor labyrinth to meditate, to sit, to walk the labyrinth, and just as a getaway space that's calm, and so we do pop-up hours.
Grailville now consists of this barn and a handful of other buildings on 75 acres of the former property. It's evolved with the times and currently serves as a land lab, business incubator, and community meeting rooms for nonprofits, women-owned startups, and environmental groups.
The majority of our members are over the age of 65. It used to be if you're over 25, you're too old. Well, the type of woman who comes to the Grail these days is very different from that 19-year-old looking for a way to serve the world, right? When Rosemary, when they came into the Grail, it was a lifetime commitment, and there were some questions about whether you could be married and have a family and have a job and do it. Now it's sort of assumed you do have all those things, so it's a different feel.
Although the Year School, which was the center of the old Grailville, no longer exists, Grailville is still a place about building community. This summer, Terry worked with a group of young volunteers.
We reached out to different high schools and colleges, people we knew, and we ended up with 15 workers between the ages of 13 and 22. And it was in this amazing 3+ months where there were young people working and learning about the Grail and being a part of that messaging. And I see sort of a glimpse, a tiny glimmer of what it must have been like in 1944 when they had 120 young women of that age running about on the property.
The Grail will be celebrating its 80th anniversary in the U.S. in 2020. The Grailville hiking trails throughout the property and the indoor labyrinth are open to the public year-round during daylight hours. For County Lines on WYSO, Renee Wild, Claremont County.
County Lines is made possible by a grant from Ohio Humanities. This story was created at the Eichelberger Center for Community Voices at WYSO.